shifting gears, we talked about this yesterday on the phone, and you laughed and said it doesn't surprise me, but I actually have a big stack of these. Congresswoman lashes out at TSA for hiring pedophiles and child pornographers. And it turns out key head TSA agents over whole gates and airports are defrocked priests, child pornographers, convicted rapists. So this is being done on purpose. And I've got a whole stack of news. You've been out of the country. I want to read this to you. Defrocked priest hired as the head in Philadelphia. Representative John Mica calls TSA, the little bastard child. The TSA, every 2 days is being caught raping, stealing, molesting, running child porn, running prostitutes. I mean, who else would want to grab people's genitals all day? What is your take on the TSA? And now 2 years you haven't flown, Governor.
I don't know about any of that stuff, Alex, so I'm not going to comment on it. I can only speak to my own experience and how I feel, and that is this. I'm outraged that it cost me $20,000 to go to court in front of a federal judge to be told she didn't have jurisdiction over a constitutional question. And that's what they do with anyone that challenges in our court system, the TSA and Homeland Security. They don't have jurisdiction. Well, people need to understand clearly, when you go to any airport in the United States today, you are not protected by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. In other words, they can do anything they want to you out there, and there's nowhere you can seek redress because the courts will not hear it.
It's a lawless criminal zone, but let me raise this to you, because I understand you've been out of the country until a few weeks ago. This is the Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. She listed 50 pedophile crimes of the TSA. I mean, this is in the news. So I'm saying, if that's true, I mean, you told me off air you're not surprised. But no, sir, I mean, it is true that they're finding a bunch of them that are being put in leadership positions are pervs. What do you think of that?
Well, why wouldn't they? I believe that that's why pedophiles become Catholic priests. I believe they're pedophiles first, and they become priests because pedophiles are nothing but predators. They're hunters.
Yes.
They hunt children. They can't be cured. And so they need to put themselves in a position where the hunting is good. And that's why I believe when you got pedophile priests, they were pedophiles long before they became priests.
Yes.
And so why wouldn't they join the TSA, where they can grope little children and where they have the government's blessing to do so? That's one of the places where Lou Dobbs and I stand hand in hand. Lou Dobbs said, "Thank you, Governor," when I brought the lawsuit. And in fact, I'll be doing Lou's show. So it'll be interesting to see, what he says to me about the dismissal of my lawsuit the way it was. But again, it doesn't surprise me because pedophiles are predators and they're going to go wherever the hunting is best to satisfy their sick, demented minds when they should belong in jail. They'll put pot smokers in jail, but they'll turn pedophiles loose in the neighborhood.
Well said, Governor. You're absolutely right. I just want you to repeat what you said privately on the phone yesterday. And yes, that is the case, folks. It is a pedophile epidemic. The Congresswoman is exposing it. This is really coming out, and these are abusers. And they're not all pedophiles. Some of them like good-looking women. I got one in Las Vegas who clearly liked men. I mean, it is disgusting. All right, that concludes excerpts of my interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura earlier in the week.